we are studying the Minyan HaMitzvahs, the enumeration of the mitzvahs, the positive commandments of the Rambam. We're up to Mitzvah Kuf Samach Zayin, 167. In some of the standard editions, you'll find this on page Daled or 7. Kuf Samach Zayin, 167, Lishus V'Shmini Shel Chag. It's a mitzvah to rest on the eighth day of Sukkot. Shneamar, as it says, B'yom HaShmini Mikra Kodesh, on the eighth day it should be a holiday. Kuf Samach Ches, the 168th mitzvah, Leishiv V'Sukkot. It's a mitzvah to dwell in the Sukkot Shivas Yamim for 7 days. Shneamar, as it says, V'Sukkot Teshuv Shivas Yamim, you should dwell in the Sukkot for 7 days. Kuf Samach Tes, 169, little lulav, to take the lulav. Shneamar, as it says, Okachu Mechem B'yom HaRishon Pri Yetzadar Kapas Tomorrow, you should take on the first day of Sukkot a lovely fruit, that's the esrog, and a palm branch. Kufayim, 170, to shmok kol shofar Rosh Hashanah, to hear the sound of the shofar Rosh Hashanah. Shneamar, as it says, Yom Truah Yilachem, it should be a day of sounding the shofar. Kufayin Aleph, 171, Litin Matzis HaShekel B'chol Shonah, to give a half of a shekel every year to the temple, to which sacrifices were bought with. Shneamar, as it says, Ayitu kol ovel v'kudim, everyone who passes by the counting should give a half a shekel. Kufayin Beis, 172, Lishmom HaKol Novi Shiyah B'chol Dor V'Dor, to obey every prophet in each generation. And Lo Yosef Lo Yigra, if he does not detract or add or detract from the Torah. Shneamar, as it says, Elof Tishmon, you should listen to him. Kufayin Gimel, 173, Limnas Malach, a mitzvah to appoint a king. Shneamar, as it says, Som Tosim Alech HaMelech, you shall surely appoint a king. Kufayin Dalet, 174, Lishmom HaKol Beis in Agolos Shiyamdu Lem Yisrael, to listen to any great Supreme Court that arises in Israel, as it says, Shneamar, Va'ala Mishpat, you should follow their judgments. Kufayin Hei, 175, Intesach L'Rabim, Tia Machlokis Ben Sanhedrin Bedinin, to follow the majority if there's an argument in law in the Sanhedrin. Shneamar, as it says, Achirabim Lahatos, to turn after the majority. Kufayin Vav, 176, Limna Shotum V'Shotum B'chol Kahalo Kal Misrael, to appoint judges and enforcers of the judgment in each Jewish congregation. Shneamar, as it says, Shoftim V'Shoftim Titin L'cha, you shall appoint judges and administrators. Kufayin Zayin, 177, La'ashos Min Baladinim B'Shoshom D'Bedin, to treat the litigants equally when they stand in judgment. Shneamar, as it says, B'Tzedek Tishpat Amisecha, judge your friend with righteousness. Kufayin Ches, 178, La'ay B'Beis Din L'mi Shish Lo'edis, that if someone has testimony, it's a mitzvah for him to testify in court. Shneamar, as it says, V'Eid O'ra O'yada, he was a witness, or he saw, or he knew, and he should testify. Kufayin Tes, 179, Lako Edim Harbe, to investigate the witnesses a lot. Shneamar, as it says, Adrashim Chakaitim Shalta Hetev, you should ask and investigate and ask really well. Kufay 180, Lasos Leidin Zomim Kamosha Zomim Mulasos, for witnesses who are proven to be false, you do unto them what they have plotted to do to the person who they testified against. Shneamar, as it says, Vasisim Lo Kishazamam, do to him as he had plotted. Kufay Aleph, 181, Larvas O Eglo Kemitzvasa, to decapitate the calf according to the mitzvah. Shneamar, as it says, Varafusham Vaso Eglo Banachal, they should decapitate there the calf in the river. This is referring to when a dead body is found between two towns and they can't determine who killed him. There's a whole ritual with the slaughtering of a calf on the spot. Kufpe Beis, 182, to prepare 6 cities of refuge for people involved in involuntary manslaughter. As it says, prepare for yourself the road and make, divide it into three equal parts of Israel where you have the equally spaced cities. Kufpe Gimel, 183, Lasis Leviim, Arim Leshevis, to give the Leviim cities to dwell in. The Gamhem cultists, they also have the ability of being refuge for an involuntary murderer. Shneamar, as it says, Anaslu Leviim Arim, you should give cities to the Leviim. Kufidala Lasis Michael Agagacha, to make a fence to safeguard your roof. Shneamar, as it says, Vasisa Michael Agagacha, make a fence for your roof. Kufbehe, 185, La'abena Vodis Kechavim Rishamshah, to destroy idolatry and things used for idolatry. Shneamar, as it says, Avitabdun V'gomer, you shall surely destroy. Kupay Vav, 186, Largan Shein Nidachas, to kill the people of a city that was swayed to idolatry, where everyone is worshipping idols, Ulis Serafus Ayir, to burn the city. As it says, Serafta Beish is called Shlola. You should burn all of its spoils with fire. Ufezayin Lavet Shiva Amomim Meretz Yisrael, to destroy the seven nations from Israel. As it says, Achrim Tachrimain, utterly destroy them. Kupeches 188, Lahachrit Zarashal Amalek, to uproot the descendants of the seed of Amalek. Shem, as it says, Timcha Zech Amalek, you should wipe out the remembrance of Amalek. Kupetes 189, Lizka Mashasalanu Amalek, Tadir, to always remember what Amalek did to us. Shem, as it says, Zachas Esa Shasal Chamalek, remember what Amalek did to you. Kupetzadek 190, Lasus Bemochemes, Harishus Kemishvah Dekos Betorah, when engaged in a war that is not a mitzvah, that is a war of defense or other such wars, to follow all of the rules in a non-mitzvah war that the Torah spells out. Shinam is a teski sukavalir, if you approach a city and the Torah gives the rules. Tzedakalaf 191, at such a war you have a specially anointed priest, especially now in Kohen, anointed Kohen. Shinam is a tez, v'nigish Kohen v'divolov, the Kohen should approach and speak to the people. Kuf Tzadik Beis 192, La'askin Yad B'machne, to set aside a place in the camp where the people will perform their physical needs without bringing uncleanness into the camp. Shneim, as it says, V'yati Elochan B'chutz Machane, you should have a special place outside of the camp. Kuf Tzadik Gimel La'askin Yesed, Shneim V'yeseti Elochal Ezenefa, you should have a little tool on your, together with your other implements, to cover up anything that isn't clean of your natural functions. Kuf Tzadik Daled 194, Lashiv Gezel, to return something that you stole. Shneim, as it says, Veshiv Zagzel Shagozel, you should return that which you stole. Kuf Tzadik Helit and Stoka, it's a positive commandment to give charity. Shneim, as it says, Pesach Tiptoch Asyocha, you should surely open up your hand. Kuf Tzadik Vav La'anik Levet Ivri, to give a gift to a Jewish slave when you release him. Shneimer, as it says, Anik Taniklo, you shall surely give him a gift. Chinam Ivri, the same is true of a Jewish maidservant. Kuftarik Zayna Avaslani, to lend money to a poor person. Shneimer, as it says, in Kesef Tavis Ami, if you lend money to my people. In Zayn Rishus, this if is not a voluntary thing, a mitzvah, but a commandment. Shneimer Vavei Tavitenu, and you should surely give him a pledge, security, and give him a loan. Kuf Tzedek Hes, mitzvah 198, La'avos Lavek Kichon Veribis, it's a mitzvah to lend money to a non-Jew, but to take interest. Shneimer, as it says, L'nachri Tashech, you should take interest from a non-Jew. Mipi Yishmu Lomdu, from the tradition we learn, Shizu Mitzvah say that it's a mitzvah to lend money to a non-Jew and take interest from him. Asaga Saraiva, the Raiva argues, Amar Avram, Zela Nintze B'Sifri, this is not found in the book Sifri, L'nachri Tashech, Zu Mitzvah say that where it says that it's a positive commandment to take interest from a non-Jew, Elam Shem Lava B'machal Aseh L'nachri V'lo L'Yisrael, it's not really a positive commandment. There's no commandment, says the Raiva, to go out and lend money with interest to a non-Jew. Rather, a negative commandment comes out of this positive commandment. What the Torah means by saying lend to the non-Jew means, but don't lend to the Jew with interest. So it's a negative commandment that comes out of the positive one, but it isn't actually a positive one to go lending with interest. So holds the right. The Kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam takes the word tashich, you should lend with interest, literally, and therefore considers it a mitzvah. Kuf Tzadik Tes 199, Lahashiv Amashkin Labailov, to return the pledge that the security that someone gave you when you gave him a loan, to return that to its owner. Now, as it says, Hashiv Tashim Lola Sa'avot, you should return the security to him. Reish 200, Litin Schar Sacher Bismano, to pay a worker in his time. Shem, as it says, V'yomatitim Schar, and in the day, you should give him his wages. Reish Aleph 201, Liyas Sacher Achol Bisman Schiros, the worker is allowed to eat during the time that he is employed. Shem, as it says, Kisavah B'kem Reyacha, Kisavah B'komoth Reyacha. If you come to work in the vineyard or in the grain of your friend, you're allowed to eat there, and the owner has to let you eat. Reish Beis 202, Lazav Me'achavera or Me'albehemto, to help unload your friend or his animal. Shneim, as it says, Lazav Tazavimo, remain behind with him and help him. Reish Gimel 203, Lakim Amasar Behema, to help put up the burden, to load the animal. Shnemez, it says, Hakim Tokim Mimo, you should load with him. Yishdalat Loshav Aveda, to return lost object. Shnemez, it says, Hashat Tashivim Lachicha, you should surely return it to your brother. Veshei, to afad Lochiach Achote, to admonish the sinner. Shnemez, it says, Lochiach Tochiach Samisecha, you should surely admonish your fellow. Veshvav, to six, love Kobne Adam Bnei Bris, to love all people who are members of the covenant of Israel. Shnemez, it says, you have to Riach Kamocha, love your fellow as yourself. Veshvav, love a ger, to love the stranger, the convert. Shnemez, it says, Vavtim is a ger, you should love the ger. Veshches, to away, to tzadik maznayim, im amishkolos. Shnemez, mozit tzedek, avnei tzedek, to have righteous scales and weights, as it says, righteous scales and righteous stones, which are the weights. Reish tes to onai lechaber chachamim, to honor the sages. Shneim, as it says, if they say the talk, we should rise before an old person, meaning a sage. Reish yud to ten lechaber avayim, to honor your father and mother. Shneim, as it says, kaber zavich vasimecha, honor your father and your mother. Reish yud aleph to 11 lira mi'ov, to be in awe and fear of your father. Ve'em and mother. Shneim, as it says, ish imay v'aviv tiro, a man should fear his father and his mother. They should base their prosodibus pru revu, to be fruitful and multiply, as it says, be fruitful and multiply. They should give unto 13 livul bikidushin. When you have relations with a woman, it should be through the act of sanctification of betrothal. Shneim, as it says, ki kechish isha. If a man should take for himself a woman, that taking implies the sanctification known as kidushin. Reishadalat to 14 lesamech achosin es ishto shana, that the groom should make his wife rejoice for a whole year. Shneim, as it says, Naki yilabesa shana achas v'gomer, he should be free for his house for a whole year. Reishadzayin lamalos aben, to circumcise his son. Shneim, as it says, Abiyom ashmini yimol b'sar alasa, on the eighth day, the flesh of his foreskin should be circumcised. Reishadzayin 2:16 liyabim eshes ach, to perform the ritual of yibum, the marriage of known as Yibum, for the wife of the brother. If the brother died without any children, then it's a mitzvah for the surviving brother to marry his wife, his widow. Shneim, as it says, Yivam Yavoleha, he should come upon her in this, which is known as a Yivama. Rishud Zayin 2:17 Lachlitz Yavam, that's to perform the Chalitza. If they don't want to get married, there's a release ceremony known as the Chalitza. Shneim, as it says, V'chol Sanalo Me'al Raglo, she should pull off his shoe from his foot. That's part of that ceremony. Rishud Ches 2:18 Lisa Onis as Anusasa, that if a man rapes a young girl, it's a mitzvah to marry her, of course, if she wants him to. Shneim, as it says, V'losia Leisha, and she must be his wife, and he cannot send her away. That part we'll see in the negative commandments. Leishutes 2:19 Leishav Motzishem Amishto Kol Yomov, that if a man slanders his wife, he must remain with her all of his days. There are different laws, what we mean here by slander. But he can't divorce her, and he must remain with her all of his days. Shneim, as it says, V'lotzi Elisha, she should be his wife. V'shchav to 20, Lodin b'mefata b'chamishim shekel, im shadinim. If a person seduces a young girl, he has to give a fine of 50 shekel, as well as the other laws there. Shneim, as it says, V'chiyifta, if a man seduces a young girl. V'shchav alop, 2:21, Lassus l'ifas Torah k'kos v'Torah. The rules of b'ifas Torah, the beautiful woman who he captures during a war, and he must follow all the rules described in the Torah concerning that. Shneim, as it says, Risa Bashivya Shisfas Torah, you see in the spoils of war a beautiful woman. Reshchav Beis 2:22, Legarish Vishtar, to divorce using a proper document. Shneim, as it says, Vakosav Lo Sefer Krisus, you should write for her a book of divorce. Reshchav Gimel 2:23, Lassus Lasota Katara, to do the laws of the Sota, the woman who is accused of adultery. And there's a test that she has to go through, a whole ritual as described in the Torah. Shneim, as it says, Vasala HaKoin Es Kol HaTorah Zos, the Kohen should do for her all of these laws, all of these rules. Reish Chavdala 2:24, La'alkas Rasha, to flog a wicked person. Shneim, as it says, Ve'pilo Shofit V'kol Afonav, the judge should cause him to lie down and strike him. That's the flogging which the individual gets for certain sin. Reish Chavhei 2:25, La'haglo Sarotzeach B'shkoga, to cause to go to exile a person who murders through negligence. Shneim, as it says, V'yoshev bo'ad mosakon agadol, he should stay in the city of refuge until the high priest dies. Eshchavav 2:26, Lias Basin Hargan Asayef, the Beis Din should execute by the use of a sword certain crimes. Shneim, as it says, Nakim Yenokim, they shall avenge him. And this is interpreted as referring to the execution by sword. Mishkov Zayin 227 is Bezdin Harge Mechenek, that one of the methods of execution of the Bezdin is strangulation. Shneim, as it says, Mos, Yomus, Hanoef, and Oefes, the adulterer and adulteress shall be put to death, and that's interpreted as with the punishment of strangulation. Reishchov Ches 228 is Bezdin Sarfen Bei, Shneim, Bei, Shisifu, also. This is the punishment of burning with fire, which is one of the methods of execution, as it says, that you should burn him with fire. Reishchov Ches 229 is Bezdin Sokhtun Bavonin. The fourth method of execution is the Bezdin should stone with stones. Shneim, as it says, Eskaltim also of a gomer, they shall stone him, and so on. Vishlalim 230, Litlos Mishnas Chayv Kliya, to hang someone who is liable to be hung. This is after he's killed, his body is hung up. Shneim, as it says, Utaliso Sol Eitz, you shall hang him on a tree. Vishlalim 231, Likvar Nerig Biyomo, to bury someone who was killed on that day. Shneim, as it says, Kikovitik Berenu Biyom Hahu, you shall surely bury him on that very day. Rishlamet Beis 232, Ladan Le'eved Ivri Kilchosev, to follow all of the rules governing the Hebrew slave. Shneim, as it says, Kisikne Eved Ivri, if you should purchase a Hebrew slave, and with other laws that follow. Rishlamet Gimel 233, Le'yayed Ami Ivriya, to set aside the Hebrew maidservant and take her for marriage. Shneim, as it says, Shelo'yad Avahavta, that she is set aside for him or redeemed. Rishlamet Daled 234, Livdos Ami Ivri. And if one doesn't marry her, it's a mitzvah to redeem her, or to accept her redemption money. Shneim, as it says, Vehefta, he shall redeem her. Rishlamet Hei 235, Lava Bevikanani La'olam, to work forever with a non-Jewish slave. Shneim, as it says, La'olam Emtavod, you shall work forever with them. Rishlamet Vav 236, Lias Achova Mishal Mammon, that a person who inflicts an injury shall pay money. Shneim, as it says, Ki Riven Anoshim V'Ika Ish. If people are arguing and one hits another, and it goes on with the laws of payment of money. Rishlamet Zayin 237, Lodon Beniske Behema, to follow the rules of the damages inflicted by an animal. Shneim, as it says, V'Chikav Sha'ish Ha'Shareyu, if the ox of one man gores the ox of his fellow. Rishlamet Ches 238, Lodon Beniske Abar, to follow all of the rules governing damages caused by a pit that you dug. Shneim, as it says, Ki Yiftach Yishpar, if a man digs a pit. Rishlamet Tes 239, Ladin Legarav Tashlumim, or Bemisa Shneim, or Chiyignav, or Chiyasin Saganav, Veganav Ishim Bacharo. To have the various laws of a thief. In some cases he must pay, in some cases he dies, as it says, if he steals, if you find him in a tunnel trying to break into your house, you can kill him, and or if a thief sells, kidnaps a person and sells him, then he's liable to death. The Ravid says, Amar Avram, V'lamo Yechashvu L'shtayim V'sholosh, why doesn't he count these for two or three different mitzvahs? The law of a ganav has to pay, the law of a ganav who's killed if he's found breaking in, or can be killed, and the law of a person who kidnaps and sells his victim, he is put to death. The Kesef Mishnah takes note of the Ravid, but makes no statement, makes no response to the Ravid's question. Resh Mem 240, Lodim Niske Hever, to judge the laws of allowing your animal to destroy property and go to someone's field. Shneim, as it says, Ki Avri Yisodo Kerem, if a man lets his animal wander in a field or a vineyard. Shneim Alef 248, Lodim Niske Oesh, to judge the rules of fire, damages of fire. Shneim, as it says, Ki Seitzei Shematakotzim, if a fire breaks out and finds thorns and so on. In all of these cases, these are the damages that you have to take care of and pay for, which the Torah describes. Mishnah Beis 242, Lodim Niske Shamachinam, to judge the laws of the watchman who guards for free. He has special rules and regulations governing that. Shneim, as it says, Ki Dinish Areo Kesev Agomer, if a man gives his friend money to or other things to watch. Mishnah Gimel Lodim Bedin Nosi Sachar, to follow the laws which are different if somebody is watching for money. He's hired to guard. Shneim, as it says, Ki Tinish Areo Chamar Ashar, if a person gives his friend a donkey or an ox, and he's hired to guard it, there are different laws governing that. Reshem Dalet 244, Lodim Bedin Shoel, to follow the rules governing a borrower. Shneim, as it says, V'chi Yishalish Mimreo, if a man borrows from his friend. Reshem Hei 245, Lodim Bedin Mekech Omemka, to follow all of the rules governing commerce, business, buying and selling. Shneim, as it says, V'chisim Kru Mimkel Amisecha, if you sell something to your friend. Mishmavav 246, Lado Benitam Benitam, to follow all of the rules governing a claimer, someone who makes a claim and who responds to the claim in concerning various monetary things. Now, as it says, I called Bartesh, Al-Shar, Al-Khamar, Al-Ser, on all claims of negligence, on an ox, a donkey, and a lamb, and discusses the various laws there. Rishon Zion 247, Lapsal and Nirdath, Mfidu Benefesh Arodeh, to save the person who is being pursued by, let's say, a killer is trying to kill him, you must save the person who is being pursued, even if it means killing the pursuer. Shemem, as it says, Vekatzosas Kapa, you should cut off her arm, where a woman is, it's talking that a woman is trying to inflict grave harm on a person, so you stop her, even if it means cutting off her arm. From here we learn that you can even kill the attempted murderer, if that's the only way to stop it. Reshman Ches, 248, Ladam Bedini Nachlas, to follow the rules governing inheritance. Shnam, as it says, Ishkiya Musabene Law, if a man dies and doesn't have any children, and it goes on with the laws of inheritance. So we finished the list of the positive commandments of the Rambam. Mi'yat Hashem, in the next year, we will start with the list of the mitzvahs lo saseh, the 365 negative commandments that the Rambam lists.